Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Trump jury chaos.
Did juror number two ask to be removed because of pressure from her family?
And this juror was just dismissed for drawing cartoons of Trump. Then... oh, no, you don't.
Excuse me, what are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress.
The shopper versus the accused upskirt creep.
Video. You are not going to get away with anything.
Plus, the cringy question the reporter just asked Caitlin Clark.
Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
It was just really bad.
And
the brave little girl abducted from a park.
Her message to the kidnapper she helped lock up.
You are haunting my thoughts. But now I will be haunting yours.
Then, backyard disaster. Two dads hanging out. Then this.
Dad, what was that? Holy moly!
Plus.
Oh my God, there it is.
The husband and wife storm chasers.
Oh my gosh, look at it!
Look what they just went through.
Big tornado!
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi in today for Deborah. After a one-day break, court resumed today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, and right away there was major chaos. The judge was hoping to wrap up jury selection tomorrow, but today two of the seated jurors were dismissed. Amber Cogliano is at the courthouse with all the day's drama.
The Trump trial was thrown for a major loop today after a juror told the judge, I want out. Juror number two was picked and sworn in on Tuesday, but now she says she wants no part of the Stormy Daniels hush money trial because she says her anonymity had been compromised. Her friends and family figured out she was on the Trump jury by putting together clues from news reports.
She basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public.
The woman was described as an oncology nurse who lives on Manhattan's Upper East Side and works at Memorial Sloan Kettering. She is engaged and owns a dog. That information was more than enough for her friends to figure out it was her. She told the judge she felt intimidated. I don't believe at this point that I can be fair and unbiased. And he excused her. Then came more chaos. A second juror who was picked for the panel on Tuesday was also dismissed after prosecutors discovered he had lied on his jury questionnaire. He failed to reveal that he had been arrested in the 90s for pulling down political posters. The judge sent him packing. A lot of drama already, Arthur.
Yeah, I can't say I'm shocked.
Arthur Idala is a renowned trial attorney. Do we have to be concerned about the safety of the jurors as this goes forward?
I think the judge is doing the right thing by being concerned and being very vigilant about the safety of the jurors and the identity of the jurors. You never know if there's a nut job out there on one side or the other. When the verdict comes out, if they love it, they hate it, and they may do something stupid.
96 potential jurors came to court today, 57 of whom were dismissed right away, including political cartoonist Mark DeMuro.
Because I have satirized Mr. Trump often in my artwork.
Trump seems to be getting more irritated by the day. His attorney complained that it was too cold in the courtroom. And a campaign source was quoted as calling the bathrooms at the courthouse disgusting. Here they are. Gotta say, they're pretty grimy, with graffiti on the stall doors and most of the urinals out of order. A far cry from the gold-plated facilities at Trump Tower.
Late today, all 12 jurors were seated, but the alternates have yet to be picked. This video will make your blood boil. A woman is shopping when a brazen creep appears to slide his cell phone right under her skirt. He may have gotten away if not for another woman who caught the incident on video and then confronted the guy until help arrived. Jim Murray reports.
That creepy guy is about to target the woman crouching by the children's bookshelf. Watch as he slips his phone beneath her skirt.
Excuse me, what are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress.
But another shopper confronts him.
No, ma'am, I really want to.
You absolutely did. Then show me your phone. No, we're going to call security.
He claims he was shopping for children's books because his sister is pregnant, but neither woman is buying it.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time. Please show me your phone.
No.
I really promise I wasn't trying to do anything inappropriate.
Uh-uh.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. I'm not like that.
Obviously you are. I literally have it on video. I knew you were up to no good.
Despite his denials, police arrested 21-year-old Thomas Elliott at the Target store in Greenville, North Carolina. He's charged with 5 counts of felony secret peeping. Get this, he's a volunteer at a local church and an elementary school. Both have cut ties with him. There's an epidemic of upskirt incidents across America. Creeps using cell phones and sometimes selfie sticks to target unsuspecting women in stores and on public transportation.
I think she sized this guy up. What he did was so brazen. It was so outrageous and egregious that it almost begged for confrontation.
Experts say women should be aware of who is around you. Also, perhaps a sad sign of the times, consider wearing bicycle shorts or similar garments beneath dresses for extra privacy.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Authorities arrested the peeping Tom and obtained a search warrant for his cell phone. Police say he denied any wrongdoing. It is the sentencing of a monster who will now likely die in prison. He abducted a 9-year-old on a camping trip with her family and kept her locked up in a cabinet in a trailer on his property. Thankfully, the brave little girl survived, and as Les Trent reports, she is sending a message loud and clear to her kidnapper.
This monster is hearing the words of the little girl he abducted. In a hushed courtroom, the prosecutor reads a heart-wrenching statement written by the 9-year-old victim.
Because of you, I can't sleep at night. Why did you do what you did? Did something happen to make you do this? It bothers me that you took advantage of me being nice.
The little girl was riding her bike in an upstate New York campground last September when she paddled one more loop. That's when she went missing. The search at Moreau State Park outside Albany got national attention after the kidnapper delivered a ransom note to the family mailbox demanding $50,000. The fingerprints on the note led authorities to 47-year-old Craig Ross Jr. She was found in this camper, imprisoned inside a cabinet. Her simple yet powerful words directed at her kidnapper's sentencing.
You were haunting my thoughts, but now I will be haunting yours. Eventually, I might forget you, but you won't forget me.
Karen Hagen is the district attorney.
He sat there with not any kind of emotion or response, which was disheartening.
The girl's aunt was in court when the statement was read.
What was it like in court to hear the words from your niece?
You know, for a 9-year-old to be so articulate and eloquent with her words, and you could tell that it was a child that wrote it, but it was so thoughtful.
Her mother tearfully read a statement too.
I don't understand why people like you do the things you do.
Craig Ross Jr. was sentenced to 47 years to life behind bars. It's Caitlin Clark's first time meeting the press as a pro basketball player, and in exchange with one sports reporter was downright cringy.
I do that in my family after every game. So.
Please welcome Caitlin.
Caitlin Clark.
It's the cringeworthy moment at Caitlin Clark's first press conference with the Indiana Fever. Off camera, a reporter makes Caitlin's signature heart hands gesture.
Caitlin showing hearts to the crowd.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay,
it's
well,
pretty cool.
It's what he says next that's causing controversy.
Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
He said, what?
Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
The audience awkwardly laughs, but look at the bewildered expression on Caitlin's face. The reporter making the cringy comment is Indianapolis Star sports reporter Greg Doyle. But he didn't stop there. Listen to what he said to Indiana Fever head coach Christy Sides about Caitlin joining the team.
You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
Yep, he just referred to Caitlin Clark as that and it.
It was just really bad all the way around.
Maggie Gray is co-host of Maggie and Perloff on Infinity Sports Network.
I think Caitlin gave him a lot of grace. She didn't fire back. She didn't try to make a big deal about it. She really just kept things moving. And she and a lot of athletes sometimes get asked very insensitive and delicate questions.
Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So...
The reporter is now apologizing, calling his comments clumsy and awkward. Two dads were hanging out around a fire pit when disaster struck. A tree falls right next to them. While they were screaming out about cheating death, one of the dad's young sons summed things up with two words, holy moly. The dad spoke with Stephen Fabian.
Two dads, good buddies and neighbors, are relaxing by a backyard fire pit. Then this. Look again. That crackling noise gave them a split-second warning. It saved their lives. They react with some R-rated language.
Holy we almost died.
Now, you guys had some choice words afterwards in unison. What were they?
Oh,
a little boy runs out of the house and has a way more G-rated reaction.
Dad, what was that? Holy moly!
Chad Day and Chris Johansson say their wives and kids were inside when the tree crashed to earth. Everyone was just about to come out to enjoy some s'mores by the fire pit. They were also just about to turn on music that would have drowned out the cracking of the tree.
So do you guys feel lucky to be alive right now?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Holy moly is right. And check out this scary video. Most would drive the other way when a tornado strikes, but they're driving right into the vortex. At least they can hold on to each other for support because these storm chasers are husband and wife.
Oh my God!
Two storm chasers chasing a tornado in Iowa.
Oh my God! Big tornado! Big tornado! Oh my God! Oh.
Chelsea Burnett and Adam Lucio are more than a team. They're also married.
I get told often, like, wow, you actually found a woman who's interested in that?
Chelsea and Adam have been compared to the married couple in the classic movie Twister.
Oh, you're the real-life Bill and Joe.
We don't bicker as much, thankfully, yet. But yeah, we've gotten that comparison plenty of times.
Chelsea and Adam have been storm chasers for 9 years. They say they knew this tornado was gaining in strength when debris started blowing by their windshield. Then it got really scary.
All I could imagine was being impaled by the stuff that was flying around in the air.
It's no surprise where Chelsea and Adam met at a weather conference. A top Hollywood producer isn't a fan of Hollywood It girl Sydney Sweeney, saying she can't act and isn't even pretty. But Sweeney isn't staying silent.
Don't mess with Sydney Sweeney. She's hitting back at a movie producer who said, explain this girl to me. She's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot? Ouch. In response, Sweeney's rep had some choice words. How sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman. The producer, Carol Baum, tells Inside Edition she regrets her comments and didn't mean any ill will. And get ready to ease on down the road. Stars hit the yellow carpet last night to celebrate the opening of The Wiz on Broadway, nearly 50 years since the original production. We caught up with the original Dorothy, Stephanie Mills.
Oh, it's exciting to be here. Can you imagine me being a 17-year-old girl back in 1975 and then 49 years later, The Wiz opening? It's wonderful.
Such a classic, and we'll be right back.
Next, the $143,000 phone bill.
I didn't think they were going to stiff me to the tune of $143,000.
And what you need to know so it doesn't happen to you when you go on vacation.
And marital advice for the bride-to-be from her fellow passengers.
You can write that on the napkin so that I can pass that off to her.
Notes from the napkins.
It's a choice, not an emotion to love every day.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
They took a trip to Switzerland and sent photos and texts back home, but their phone bill ended up being more than $143,000. Here's what you need to know before your next vacation.
It was a dream vacation. Picturesque countryside? Check. Charming village? Check. Renee and Linda Ramund had a great time exploring Switzerland.
It's the most magical place in the world.
Then came the shock of their lives when they received their cell phone bill. The jaw-dropping amount due, more than $143,000.
I go, wait a second, $143,000, you know, 400 and some change? That can't be. This is not possible.
If I saw a bill that for $143,000, my first reaction would be shock.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I was not going to write a check for $143,000. That was not going to happen.
The Florida couple are experienced travelers, and before each trip, they say they notify their phone carrier.
I went to the store, and I said, guys, I'm going to be going over there. And they looked at my plan, they looked at my phone, and they said, oh, you're good. But I didn't think they were going to stiff me to the tune of $143,000.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
People need to know that every single telephone provider offers a roaming plan if you're going to travel overseas. It could be as cheap as $10 a day.
Just the thought of owing somebody $143,000 worth of bogus money, that's ridiculous.
Renee Ramund says after he complained for months and hired a lawyer, T-Mobile finally wiped the bill clean. Coming up, advice for a bride to be on a plane on napkins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
She was flying to her bachelorette party when a flight attendant asked passengers to write her marriage advice on napkins.
This bride-to-be is about to get a special surprise as she flies to her bachelorette party. Then the Southwest flight attendant asked the passengers to give their best marital advice and write it down on napkins. And boy, did they have advice. Just look, it's like a book. Always find space for each other and have each other's backs, but remember to leave room for yourself too, goes this one. Love the man you marry. He's not going to change, writes another passenger. Bride-to-be 27-year-old Bree Kunkel read the napkin message that touched her the most.
It's a choice, not an emotion, to love every day. Choose to love him, forgive when needed, and choose to grow old together.
Bree says she's grateful to the flight attendant and all those pearls of wisdom.
What was going through your mind?
Well, first of all, I was bawling. I was crying on the plane. It was a very heartwarming moment, for sure.
And up next, the selfie dog. Finally, the dog ready for his close-up.
On the count of three, we're going to take our picture. One, two, three. Cheese. Cheese. One more cheese. I think we got one.
You definitely did. See you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.